Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for this time together. I thank God you were able to find time in your schedule. And with the Lord's help, we're going to continue on in a theme, in a subject that I began last week, entitled Living the Life of the Spirit. And I know from letters that have come in, I know God's working in my own life. There's a desire to know the Lord more. We're living in terrible times, perilous times, and as never before, it behooves us to stay and walk very close to the Lord, to increase our revelation from Him by being with Him in prayer, time in the Word, and asking Him, show me wondrous things out of Thy law, the psalmist prayed. That is our heart's desire, for as we grow in knowledge and in the truth of God's Word, we will not only be successful in our daily life. Isn't that what you want? I know many of God's dear people are going through very, very difficult battles right now. And I know from my own life experience, there's times we have to go through those trials. Why? Because our faith would never be attested to trust in the Lord. The things, bad things that happen, certainly they don't, it is not God. He's not the author of confusion. Every good and perfect gift is from Him, so He doesn't send suffering and crisis and tragedy into our lives. There is one who does, the devil, but there are times for God's purposes, even as He did for Job, to allow the enemy to do his work for God's ultimate purposes. And God was exonerated. He was glorified because the taunt was to God, you take away His blessings and He's not going to serve you. He'll curse you to your face. And of course, there's multiple lessons. That's the basic, of course, because that's the enemy's. That's what he does. When we first get saved, there's a honeymoon period generally for a time, and then it seems like all hell breaks loose, and he wants you to turn away from God. He hates the Lord, and he hates you as his servant. If you've accepted Jesus, and he'll do everything to, if he can't get you to walk away from God, he'll do everything to deprive you of the blessing and the joy and the victory there is in continuing to follow after the Lord. Because it's an ongoing life process of walking with God, of fellowship with God, and of sanctification. And so we want to continue on in this theme, living the life of the Spirit. And as we mentioned, Jesus is our anointed one. He is the head of the body, the chief cornerstone. Amen. We're the temple not made with hands, the body of Christ. He has been anointed of God forever. He can never be unanointed. That's impossible. Nor can there ever be a disanointing. Who He is, God incarnate, He came as the only begotten Son of the Father. He returned to heaven, having accomplished His mission, the redemption of mankind, whomsoever will, would not perish, but could have everlasting life by calling upon the name of the Lord, believing in their heart, confessing with their mouth, and that makes them be born again. The Holy Spirit comes to live in their spirit or their heart. And so he will never again have to be anointed. He is God's anointed now and forever. But the important thing is, and he's our high priest, right? Ever living to make intercession, seated at the right hand of the majesty on high. Remember Aaron, the first high priest. He not only had beautiful high priestly garments, but he was anointed by Moses according to the specifications of the Lord with holy anointing oil. Moses laid hands on him. He anointed him. It said the anointing ran down his beard, even to the skirts of his garments. Psalm 133, that beautiful psalm on the unity of the body of Christ. That same anointing, he was, just as that anointing went down to the skirts of his garment, beloved, we're the body. That anointing also comes down to us. The Bible teaches that our anointing is complete in Him. Again, when I make statements, I back it up and verify it by the Word of God. What I say matters nothing. What the Word says matters everything. So 2 Corinthians 1, the first chapter, verses 20 through 21. Now, all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Now He which establisheth us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's a very exciting passage of scripture. So, as we are in Christ, we are also anointed. We have to come to the place, beloved, you might feel, well, you know, I'm not in ministry. I'm not anyone special. I believe in Jesus. Beloved, you are anointed, and you have to come to the place you recognize the privilege that you have. You have to accept that which has been promised and provided. And as we begin to walk with new understanding and revelation in God's anointing, knowing we are anointed by Jesus Christ, the very door, listen to me now, the very door of holy communication with God and His power will be open to us, and we shall know, we shall feel, we'll actually be able to experience and walk in that anointing. David knew it. He says, take not thine Holy Spirit from me. Don't take that anointing, God. Of course, once there was hindrance, now there will be that powerful flowing of His anointing. Where there have been tremendous pressures and battles against you, beloved, so many going through that, growing in Christ, as we do that, as we believe, not just hear the word. You know what? If you just listen to countless good sermons or broadcasts, and if you don't do it, you're deceived. That's what James said. If you just, you're a hearer of the word, you don't believe it. Because if you believe it, it'll begin to register with you, and you begin to take steps of faith. They may be little, tiny steps of faith. That's okay. Jesus and the whole host of heaven, that great cloud of witnesses that are watching from the portals of heaven, they're cheering you on. They're saying, go, go, you can do it in Jesus. Hallelujah. That is gives us cause to be excited. And there will be that, even though there have been pressures and battles, even hindering your growth in Christ, because sometimes we think, oh, if the battles could just stop, then I can really move on in God. It's going, pressing through those battles, trusting God, believing His word that we grow in Christ, and there will be then a new release in the power of God. We will begin to realize our ministry potential and understand that God has provided for us a perpetuating, ongoing fullness. In other words, every one of you have a ministry. We are all able, we are all, he's not just talking about fivefold ministry, he's not talking about pastors, preachers, evangelists, every person, in the body of Christ has a ministry, and it's valuable and important to the entire body, just as every single blood cell, every single cell of tissue and ligament and flesh, every brain cell, everything, well, Jesus is the head brain. That's important in our body. But if we're connected to the head, our brain's going to function well because he's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. We will begin to be effective for God. And it doesn't take standing on a street corner. It doesn't take passing out tracts or just using every spare moment you have to keep preaching the gospel, because you know what? The Holy Spirit better prepare the heart. Otherwise, you're just casting your pearls before swine. You need to be led by the Spirit of God to make that phone call, to write that letter, to speak to that coworker. They could be going through a tremendous crisis. The Holy Spirit will let you know. That's why we need the gifts of the Spirit. You'll have discernment. You'll have that word of knowledge. You'll sense. Can I pray for you? Boy, it looks like you're really going through something. Whatever. It doesn't have to be, oh, thus saith the word of the Lord. God is what? Come on. We need to be down to earth. Jesus was very down to earth. In fact, he was accused of that because he loved to be with the publicans and sinners. He loved to go to their feasts. He loved to go to be invited to banquets. Come on, the first miracle he did was at a wedding feast. That's the God we served. That Greek word charisma is related to the word Christos, which is the very word for Christ. It literally means the anointed one. And in 1 John 2:20-21, it's the word used for unction. It means the very same word as anoint in other places. Well, I see my time has flown away, and we're going to pick up here. Well, actually, I'll share that passage, 1 John 2:20-21, in tomorrow's broadcast as we continue on. So I invite you to join us. We're heard every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. Anytime you miss a broadcast, would like to rehear it. I know sometimes, at least on KFAX, we're a little late. That's okay. You can go to the website if you have such access available. Click on our website, unveilchrist.org. They are archived there for years. You can listen at your convenience anytime. I love you and pray for you. The announcer is going to give you our contact information. I urge you to write if the Holy Spirit's moving upon you. Should you email, if that's convenient, I will pray for you. I'll confirm receipt. But if you would like a personal letter of ministry, I invite you to leave your mailing address, never to be shared. I love you and thank God for you, the privilege we have to share this time. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.